Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Yesterday, we spoke about the understanding that it's dafka in the dark times that Hashem comes closer to us and, so to speak, makes himself more available to us. And the understanding that it's specifically in these times, specifically in the period of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, the Bein HaMetzarim, is actually a time that can be used for profound building of a relationship with Hashem. So after this year, I got an email from one of our Chasheva participants asking, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean to come close to Hashem? Or if we're told that at times of suffering, Hashem is drawing close to us, how do we access that? How do we know that that's what's happening? This is really a very fundamental question, which is really at the root of basically our whole lives as Jews. What does it mean to come closer to Hashem? So really, the essence of being close to Hashem is living with Hashem consciously. It's like the Ramos says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I picture Hashem in front of me at all times. And this is a fundamental point. The more aware we are of Hashem, the more we sense Hashem, the closer He'll be to us. And when we say that Hashem is close by and it's an opportune time to enhance the relationship with Him, this is really what it means. It means feeling His closeness, thinking about the fact that He's so close. And in a very large sense, this is really the essence of Tisha B'Av. I'll give a mashal that we've told a number of times. I don't know if I've told it here, but we've told it a number of times. This is actually a mashal of a true story with my brother. My brother had preemie twins, and they were born very, very tiny, basically like the size of a. It's basically like the size of a pack of flour. Each of the twins, about a kilogram each. And it was a while, of course, that they had to be kept in the prenatal unit, and that they had to be in incubators, and nobody was allowed to touch them, and forget about taking them home and having a bris, etc. These were two boys. It was a very scary period. Those few, I don't remember now, it was weeks, months, I don't remember precisely how long it was, but it was a long time. At least in terms of the experience, it was a long time. Even, you know, my turn out afterwards, it was only a week, but I don't think so. It was a long time, and there was a lot of intense activity going on. There was a lot of tefillahs going on. There were different points. Talking about twins, twin boys. There were different points when it looked like one was going to go, and then it looked like the other was going to go. It was like mom was hanging on by a thread. There was even one point where the nurses offered my sister-in-law. They one night they told her, he's not going to make it till the morning. Do you want to take him out and hold him? And she refused. And Baruch Hashem, today he's 15 years old, and he's still here. Whatever the case is, these days there was so much going on. There were always people with them. My brother and sister-in-law were there, and there were cousins and aunts and uncles who were constantly coming to keep them company, to take shifts, to let them get out a little bit, and helping them out with the house, and people were davening all around the globe, and my parents came in at that point. They actually moved then. They were planning to make Aliyah like that summertime. This happened about Pesach, and they moved up their trip. They came like in a rush then to be there with them. And my sister-in-law's parents came, and there was a lot of back and forth, and people coming and going, and a lot of activity, intensive activity around these two little boys. When they finally had their bris together on the same day, my brother made a very poignant point at their bris. He said, if you were to ask these boys, try to think of them as being a little bit more mature, lying in those incubators, never having felt the touch of a mother, never having nursed, never having felt a hug, never being lifted up, never sensing any human contact. They were in that glass or plastic box with all kinds of needles and tubes, and all they knew was pain and loneliness, and that's all. If you were to ask them, who is there in your life? Who do you have in your life? Who do you have in your life? What would they answer? Nothing. Nobody. Well, what was actually the truth? The truth is that there was such intense focus on them the whole time. There was such love and warmth being showered down on them the whole time. But they had to be in circumstances, they had to be in a situation where they simply couldn't sense it. But it was there, it was there. Now, had they been older and then had to be put into an incubator and being able to see, they would see all the worried faces around them the whole time. They would understand the meaning of it. So my brother made this point at his bris, and he said, the truth is that this is really the story of all of our lives. If we would appreciate how intensely Hashem is focused on us, how intensely Hashem is focused on us, with such concern, with such care, even if we go through hard times, if we go through hard times, chas v'shalom, and you wonder, why did Hashem do this to me? Well, they would also be wondering, why did my parents do this to me? We don't know the big picture. But what we do know is, mamish like the story of these twins. Mamish like the story of these twins. Hashem is there. And the tougher it is, the more intensely focused he is, the more concerned he is, the more close by he is, the more kviyachol, so to speak, the more focused he is, so to speak. He's always focused. Now, what is our job? Our job is to realize that, sense it, live it, enjoy it, bask in it, respond to it. It's when we talk about getting close to Hashem, what we mean is sensing His closeness, focusing on it, thinking about it, and simply experiencing His presence. It's in our mind. It's in our mind and our hearts to be living it. Emunah. What Emunah really means is taking our knowledge of Hashem, not just that we know that there's Hashem out there who created the world, but turning it into something sensory. Something that I can talk to Hashem and say, Hashem, I don't feel you right now, but I know you're here. And to make the focus mutual. You and Hashem are thinking of each other at the same time. You and Hashem are focused on each other at the same time. And yeah, talk to Him. Talk to Him in your own words. Doesn't have to be Hebrew. Doesn't have to be Tehillim. Tehillim is a meaningful way to connect. But talking to Him in your own words as you go through the day is also a very meaningful way of connecting. And many of the Sfarim tell us that Hashem will be with a person to the extent, or, you know, I'll put it this way, in the way that the Kutzker Rebbe said it. Kutzker Rebbe had his notoriously sharp way of expressing himself. And the way he put it was like this. He asked the question, where is Hashem? And all of us know the answer to that question. You know, where is Hashem? Hashem is everywhere. We all know where Hashem is. But he said a different answer. He said Hashem is wherever you let Him in. And this is really a profound point that's expressed in many ways in many different Sfarim. The more Hashem is a reality in your mind, the more of a reality He'll be in your life. The more you're conscious of Him, the more you think about Him, the more you focus on Him, the closer He will draw to you and the more He'll be there for you. It's not like, well, Hashem is there, He's busy with all kinds of things. You know, if you think about Him a little more, a little less, it's just an issue of being conscious of Him because, you know, if you do something wrong, you might get in trouble. No, Hashem is constantly there, focused on you, waiting to have the nachas of you focusing on Him too and being together. Being together. Now, this, as I said before, is in a very large sense the essence of Tisha B'Av. Because very often when we're living with somebody together, a loved one, parent to child, spouse. You're living together, and life moves into a certain technical grind. You're living together the whole time. You're not really enjoying each other's company because there's just so much going on, and you know, you live together, and it's taken for granted, and really, you are enjoying each other's company, but you're not focused on it. You're not really, you know, just the intensity of life goes on. But then, what happens? I knew somebody this year got stuck in the States when the corona thing broke out. So unexpectedly, he wasn't with his family for Pesach. When someone's away, when someone's missing, then you start thinking about them more and you appreciate them more and you love them more, right? You know, the expression, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Now, it doesn't have to be that way, you know, if we would focus properly when we're together, but often that's human nature. And when we're apart, we can sense more that we would like to be together. Or together, we might sense more that we would like to be apart. Now, Tisha B'Av is very much about that. Hashem is focused on you and saying, I would like to be closer to you. Do you also want to be closer to me? We were very, very close. Back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we were intensely close together. It was in a very open way. You were even able to connect with me directly through the Nevuah. You were able to sense me in so many other ways. I was a reality in your life in a much more tangible way. Now, we're at a distance. But on the contrary, that makes me all that much more focused on you. And I care. I care. I would like to be closer to you. The question is, do you also care? Would you like to be closer to me? Would you like to live in my loving embrace in a very open way? This, in a large sense, is the test of Tisha B'Av, is the test of the 9 days, of the Bein HaMitzarim, of reality, of churban, of distance. It's, can we muster up from ourselves a sense of wanting to be closer to Him, of knowing how much He loves us, knowing how much He loves us, knowing how focused He is on us, knowing His concern for us, and saying, I don't want to just be busy running through my day with the grind. I want to be focused on you too. I want to be focused on you too, and I want you. I want you in the same way. That's why in a very large sense, the Bein HaMitzarim is kind of like a barometer. Where are we on the map at all in our relationship with Hashem? That's why we've said, a number of Sfarim say that in a large sense, Tisha B'Av, the three weeks is actually laying down the foundations for the coming great days up ahead of the Yom Neroim, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Where the Sfarim put it is that the 21 days of the 3 weeks correspond to the 21 days of the whole Yom Neroim system, from Rosh Hashanah through Hoshana Rabbah, the whole Yom Neroim system. We all understand the essence of the Yom Neroim is bringing Hashem back into our lives, reconnecting with Hashem, setting ourselves on a new track with Him, and with all of the different dynamics that involves. But it's preceded by the days of the Bein HaMitzarim, which is when, you know, we come from a void, from a place of emptiness, of nothingness, and we through our own abilities, we find, where do I stand in my relationship with Hashem? Where is Hashem in my life? Let me find Him again. Let me find Him again. Let me reconnect with Him. And let me live with Him. Let me live with Him. Like we said before, as you go through the day, talk to Him. Make Him as conscious and real a part of your life as you can. When you sit down to eat something, focus on the fact that Hashem prepared this for you. Hashem prepared this for you, and He's waiting to see you enjoy it. And as you take a bite and you enjoy it, feel Hashem's warmth. Feel Hashem smiling at the fact that you're enjoying this food. This is called going closer to Hashem. Now, of course, this is only real if it comes along with growth in a tangible way in terms of mitzvah performance, etc. But those are already the details. Number one is we want to be living with Hashem in a conscious sensory way, that he is a presence in our life. We share with him our joys, our sorrows. We talk to him in our own language. We interact with him through the different things that we do in our day. We feel him in all the different aspects of our life. And we include him in them verbally by talking to him about it. This is, in a very general way, the beginning of the very, very, very big discussion of what exactly does it mean to grow closer to Hashem. We've touched on it, but I hope that we've touched on it in a satisfactory way. Bezus Hashem, let's utilize the coming days for this purpose, to indeed find ourselves in our relationship with Hashem, create the basis of that relationship, and then indeed let's see the grand edifice of Hashem returning to us openly, crowning the Beis HaMikdash with His glory. We'll see that being built on those ruins through our efforts of beginning that rebuilding process. Kol Tov, may everybody have a meaningful and uplifting fast, and let's indeed get the most out of it. We'll end and we'll unmute.